A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus began to speak to the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders in parables. A man planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a winepress, and built a tower. Then he released it to tenant farmers and left on a journey. At the proper time, he sent a servant to the tenants to obtain from them some of the produce of the vineyard. But they seized him, beat him, and sent him away empty-handed. Again he sent them another servant, and that one they beat over the head and treated shamefully. He sent yet another, whom they killed. So too many others. Some they beat, others they killed. He had one other to send, a beloved son. He sent him to them last of all, thinking, "They will respect my son." But those tenants said to one another, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." So they seized him and killed him and threw him out of the vineyard. What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come, put the tenants to death, and give the vineyard to others. Have you not read this scripture passage? "The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes." They were seeking to arrest him, but they feared the crowd, for they realized that he had addressed the parable to them. So they left him and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. Recently, I was trying to make sense of a painful encounter with someone with whom I work, finding it hard to believe that the person's behavior could have been as deliberately destructive as it seemed. I tended to minimize it. I conjectured, for example, that the person was acting out of woundedness, or perhaps was not fully aware of the pain that this behavior had caused me. I shared these thoughts with a friend of mine, whose reply brought me up short. "You have to realize," she said, "that people are capable of being deliberately mean." Then she added, "I know this because I have been capable of acting in the same way." It was a stark awareness. We all know, of course, that evil exists, but often we think of it as out there, beyond the horizon somewhere. We may see it in enemies from countries far away from us. Because they are so far away, it's easier for us to demonize them, which then allows us to engage them in war. Or we may think of the violence on city streets in remote neighborhoods that have very little to do with us personally. We don't see this potential for evil as readily in our friends or coworkers. And we can be completely blinded to our own capacity to be deliberately mean. In today's gospel, Jesus tells us a parable about deliberate meanness. It is a parable about what will ultimately be done to him by leaders of his own people who resent him so much that they will kill him. The message is not lost on his hearers. We are told that they realize, with some uneasiness, that he is talking about them. One wonders if any of those who were scheming against Jesus were converted by this parable. Did any of them walk away, saying to themselves, "This is going too far. I can't be part of this"? No such conversion is recorded. But we have to believe it's possible, because the grace to let go of evil is always offered in Jesus Christ. That is the good news that shines through this seemingly bad news parable. The stone that the builders rejected, Jesus Christ, has become the cornerstone, the foundation stone of the church. He is the source of all our healing, the grace of every conversion. His passion, death, and resurrection have made it possible for all of us to repent, to seek reconciliation with whatever enemy we face, and to write a very different ending to this parable.